This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to our Cape Pulpit listeners. We're so excited to have you live with us. This is the Couples of Destiny segment, and I'm alone this afternoon. My wife's been a bit busy, so we're giving her some time. But we have a great segment today, a really, really awesome segment. I am so, so excited. We had a family who's online with us this afternoon, and we'll get stuck into it shortly. But we had their first session a couple of weeks ago, and we had such a tremendous feedback from our listeners. They really, really enjoyed this couple. Just wonderful nuggets of wisdom. And because we're talking about stress and anxiety, this is the month of April. In fact, it's the last day of April. And it's a real thing that we're talking about in relationships. There's stress, there's anxiety, there are fears, there are all these things that are happening in relationships. So this couple is going to help us navigate through some of that this afternoon. Pastor Chris and his wonderful wife, Mpho Machaka, all the way from Johannesburg, and they're really blessing us this afternoon. So we're going to give them enough time. The last time they said to us, why is it so short? We need more time because they've got just so much wisdom to share. So we're excited to have them this afternoon. Welcome to our family. You guys are really a blessing.
So much, Apostle. You guys are such a blessing and good friends to us. It's good to be with you once again.
Awesome. So we're going to get stuck into some of the in fact, we asked a few questions the last time, but we didn't get through all of it. We'll rehash some of that. And I know there's things that you wanted to say that you couldn't say. You'll have your opportunity this afternoon. But we're going to go over to a song very quickly. And then when we come back, we're going to get stuck into that. So our song is from Avalon. And it says, people get ready. Jesus is coming. Family, so we're so excited to be back with you this afternoon. Couples of Destiny. Like I said, I'm alone this afternoon. But we have a wonderful couple. I'm alone from a presenting perspective, but we have a wonderful couple online on Zoom, and they're just going to be sharing a little bit from their lives, really on this topic of stress and anxiety in relationships. And, you know, I just maybe go over to Pastor Chris and his wife, Pastor Chris and his wife, Mpho Machaka. Maybe just share a little bit with us, just that once again, for the listeners that don't know you. Where you're from, what you guys do, just so we can get some insight into you guys.
Okay. Even as we, you know, once again, thank you for the opportunity, and it's great to be with you. Please pass our greetings to Prophet Terry. But it's lovely to be with you and your listeners. Good afternoon to you. Myself and my wife, as we said the last time, we are the founders of Glory Life. It's a church that is mandated to see the manifestation of the kingdom of God in hearts, homes, and beyond. That's what we pursue. That is what is really pushing us to spread the gospel of the kingdom. We've also got a background in our career in IT. My wife is still very much active within IT, and she also launched a company, ITSA, really looking into emerging technologies, everything that has to do with emerging technologies. We have three children, two girls, one boy. They keep us busy. Pretty much, in short, that's who we are. Yes,
incredible. And Apostle Mpho, from your business side, and you.
Okay, yeah. As Pastor has already said, we also are busy with a company called, it's actually an organization called ITA.
Yeah.
ITA basically stands for Institute of Emerging Technologies.
Yeah.
The main purpose of the organization really is to actually drive economic development, okay. skills development, with the aim of dealing with unemployment, poverty, and economic inclusion issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a lot that is involved there, but in a nutshell, the idea is to research extensively on the emerging techs that are actually happening within the context of technology and to mm-hmm. see how we can harness the capabilities of those solutions to actually create employment at the end of the day.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you for that. You know, I'm going to get stuck into the questions, and I just want to let you know, and I'm sure that last week you might have listened to the show last week, but we had guests on the show from America. And, you know, some of us South Africans, you know, we think there are no problems in America. Everything's hunky-dory. Mm. And so I asked the question, basically, you know, what do you think is the main causes of stress in the relationship? And this Pastor Lee Miley and his wife, and he answered very swiftly with an answer saying, finances are the biggest issue. So I want to throw this back at you guys, you know. Share with us a little bit, you know, on these issues.
Finances is the, you know, it's the core, actually. You know, a lot of stresses, they emanate from finances. And obviously, you look at our economy, under distress, unemployment is extremely high. And with unemployment being extremely high, you know, the desires in terms of the lifestyle, in terms of the standard of living is high. You know, so obviously that's a perfect storm, you know, for stress emanating especially from finances. And, you know, issues with finances, to be honest with you, we've got to begin with wisdom.
Right.
You know, finances have got a lot to do with wisdom. Our weaknesses in terms of finances, like, you know, what we do, especially when we do couples premarital counseling, we talk about, you know, the money languages, you know, and money attitudes that people have.
Yeah.
And you will realize that our attitudes, you know, if we don't get educated enough in terms of finances, our attitudes, or rather our emotions, you know, our money language, you know, you've got the love language, but you've also got the money language.
Mm.
The money language tends to take over in terms of how we handle our finances, and instead of leaning on our wisdom, you know, everybody's love, I mean, money language, we've got positives and negatives, advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
But if we don't have financial literacy, we then tend to lean on what we understand and what we know, and right. on our habits. And that brings about stress in a relationship. We also tend to look at how our parents dealt with, you know, finances. And to be honest with you, I mean, our ages now, differences between my parents' generation and our generation, a lot has happened, you know. And even in terms of financial literacy, you know, we hear a lot of talk about investment and saving. But hardly enough we talk about, you know, money creation.
Yes.
Needs to top the agenda of finances.
Yeah.
Then we can talk about saving. Then we can talk about investment. But I think from, you know, the previous generation, whereby, you know, employment rate was high, so people tend to think that not everybody has a job, and therefore all you have to do is just save and invest. But we realize that in nowadays there is real shortages. The cost of living is high, especially in the cities. Therefore, you know, we've got to double up on money creation. And we've also got to, you know, let go of the mindset that our jobs are enough. You know, yes, they are high paying jobs.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everybody has a high paying job enough to just rely on a salary.
Yes.
And also a salary is dependent on one's health, one's ability to perform at the workplace. Once one is not able to perform, you know, then you can't Therefore, we've got to think beyond, you know, employment. We've got to think beyond the salary, but we've got to delve in into money creation.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, and that's one of the biggest things that are really the challenges in relationships, and that agreement and disagreement between couples. You know, it's mine and not ours. And, you know, really we are supposed to be stewards of God's wealth at the end of the day. So when you're not doing it correctly, you don't have the information and you're not counseled correctly. Like you say, that counseling part is so important, you know. It does create stress because fingers get pointed at each other saying, but it was you.
Yeah.
No, it was you. No, it was you. Only because it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't part of your agenda. You know, you don't put money as an agenda item when you guys talk about certain things. I like that.
You know, Apostle, you're hitting right on one of the things as well that we talk about. You know, we love couples. You know, we love spending our time and helping couples because there's so much frustration in relationships. We also talk about how you structure your one's finances, you know. We always talk about couples need to know each other's, you know, finances, have the same bank account and so forth. But what we've learned is that is not suitable for all types of relationships.
Yeah.
And we've got to understand people's makeup, you know.
Yes
it is. Honesty and transparency in relationship is important, okay? But as far as going to having the same bank account, it works for others, but it doesn't work for others.
Right.
And what we've realized is that just because something is taught from the pulpit, it does not mean we should marry it as about, you know, scripture. I'm not talking about breaking scripture. I'm talking about, you know, life advices. You know, we shouldn't just hang on to them and not realize that there's alternatives of doing certain things and of achieving certain things.
Right.
For example, even in how we structure our finances, if a couple finds that this way of structuring our finances is not working for us, I would rather advise the couple to achieve peace and joy in their relationship rather than to try to keep up to a structure that is not working for them, you know. And those kind of things, they need to be talked about before spending comes into play.
Right.
Yeah, because frustration now comes in whereby you did something that I was expecting something differently.
Correct.
And you did something differently, you know. But we've got to understand that we are character-wise. And one of the also dynamic that I've seen in counseling relationships is that it depends between the husband and the wife who has which money language.
Mm.
If the husband has certain money languages, the structure will change.
Mm.
If the wife has certain money languages, you know, it would be good for the structure to change because their character and attitude towards money does not, make provision for certain structures.
Right.
And therefore, you know, we've got to understand that even the demands of life today are not the same. You know,
correct.
You've got couples, for example, you know, if my wife has got a company, she's running a company. And now, you know, the way we look at the company and the way we look at the finances of the company cannot be the same as the way we look at our household.
Yeah.
You understand?
Correct.
So life is different today. And that's why we need solutions, especially when it comes to finances and how we handle our finances and how what should be our attitude and our character around our finances.
That's incredible. You're saying you're hitting it on the head this afternoon, Pastor Chris, and we're just going to go over to a song break and then we'll come back and we'll dig into some deeper issues on this in the relationship. So we'll give Pastor Mpho also opportunity to share from her side. So we're going over to a song by Israel Houghton, New Breed, Jesus at the Center. We'll be back now. Family, we're so excited to have you on Couples of Destiny. And I'm alone presenting, but we have a wonderful couple online, Pastor Chris and Mpho, all the way from Johannesburg. They're really blessing us this afternoon. We were talking on finances a little bit earlier, and I think it hit a sore point in some people's lives there, but it's a reality. We need to talk about these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. So what are the other things? I mean, what are the other stresses? I mean, we spoke about, I love what you said the last time, Pastor Chris. You said something about, you took me back to the Garden of Eden, and you said it was, there was an environment with no stress in the beginning. Yeah. We spoke about those things, and life has changed, and we've gotten to this point, and there's just so much happening. I mean, talk to the listeners this afternoon, you know, about whatever it is that God has put on your heart to share regarding the stress in relationships.
You want to go?
Yeah. Thanks. So I actually wanted to put another dynamic in terms of the financial aspect of things, in terms of the stresses in marriage. So I think what Pastor has already said is quite actually profound and very true. But I would like to actually bring another dimension in terms of the issue of finances.
Yeah.
I think we need to understand, as children of God particularly, that finances are also very spiritual. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
In the garden, just to get back there, that's exactly what I wanted to actually share. We will actually notice that when Adam was in the garden, there was not actually any shortage. There was no lack. Mm-hmm. There was no issue around not having enough. He actually lived in serious abundance.
Yep.
All right. And we look at the patriarch, which is Abraham, of which, you know, he was our father, the father of our faith. The Bible actually shares that he had a covenant with God, of mm-hmm. which he is to actually be, he is to actually serve a foreign God, if I can put it like that, until God called him to actually enter into a covenant with him. Right. Now, it's a very deep spiritual teaching, but I just want to highlight a couple of things. Prior to Abraham getting in covenant with God, there is no way in the Bible where it's recorded around how wealthy he was, but only after he entered into covenant with the Lord. And in that covenant, one of the key things that God actually released upon his life is that I will bless you, I will increase you, and I'm going to make your name great. Mm. Now, as father of, we see that God finds him in a place of barrenness. His wife's womb was closed.
Yeah.
He himself was not necessarily wealthy. Nobody knew about him. He was only called Abram. So his name was actually changed in alignment with the destiny that God has for his life.
Right.
And I just want to cut the long story short, because I want us to actually see something here. The blessing that came upon him, that's what I believe empowered him to actually gain the wealth that he had.
Right.
Mm.
And we actually realized that as the blessing was actually announced, there is something key that Abraham did as the blessing was pronounced. The Bible says when he gave God the tithe, or rather he gave Melchizedek the tithe. Mm. Now, this is a very deep spiritual teaching, but I want to go too much into it. So what I'm trying to connect here is that when lack is actually imminent, we always have to go back to the scriptures and check our alignment and our attitude with regards to the covenant relationship we have with God.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two, the Bible says that when Jesus Christ came, he says that I became poor so that you can become rich. So obviously, there's a serious disconnect in terms of our relationship with the Lord and how we actually are supposed to actually enter into that covenant that will actually unlock the riches, the blessing, and also what we actually understand to be our covenant rights as children of
Correct.
God.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So many believers, we actually want to manage the area of our finances people of the world, and yet God has actually already established a kingdom system of abundance that we, many of us, are actually ignoring. Now, when we talk about money, especially in the context of finances, within the marriage,
yes,
we have to ask ourselves one question. We as a couple, we as children of God, we as covenant partners, remember also marriage is not an agreement or a signed marriage certificate. It's not a contract.
Yeah.
This is a covenant. So we are covenanted to each other just like we are covenanted to God. So when we actually find ourselves in situations whereby they're even challenging the integrity of the covenant that we have, number one, with each other and also with our Father, then we have to go back to the drawing board, we have to drawing board and check our alignment in terms of this covenant truth that we are supposed to be aligned with. There's a kingdom system of wealth. And there are principles, there are things, there are tools that God has given us to actually implement so that we can be able to escape the corruption of the curse that is in the land.
Awesome. That's incredible. I mean, I love what you said about the contract and the covenant. There's a big difference. You know, people forget that.
Yeah, it's huge. It's really, it's big. There's a big difference. And I think there's a lot that we could say around that.
Covenant is.
It's more deeper than.
Is the birth of humankind. Without covenant, you would not have, you know. But, you know, not really trying to focus. I just want to add something to what you were saying about Abraham. And I think thus we ought to take seriously, not only as couples, but also as in our communities, you know. Abraham's wife was barren. They could not have a son.
Yes.
And what that indicated, and I think, you know, when we look at Abraham, he did not look like a man who had physical lack. You know, so he was, you know, when the Lord met him, it does not talk about him being extremely wealthy, but he, you know, he had means to get by. And what, if you can realize in Abraham's life, what the challenge was that Satan was fighting generations. Because without a son, how do you talk to the next generation?
Correct.
So there was a blockage that wanted to block the destiny of God for his life. And that's why I love your show, by the way. It's Couples of Destiny. Yeah. There's nothing more powerful than that.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, so his destiny, and the Bible says, you know, a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Now, on the one hand is an issue of having a child. On the other hand is an issue of being able to pass an inheritance. So the barrenness was indicating that Satan wanted to limit the covenantal relationship of Abraham with God. And the Bible says in the book of Galatians that scriptures foreseeing that God would bless the Gentiles by faith, he preached to Abraham. So the gospel went to Abraham because God had a worldwide mission.
Yeah.
So Satan knew that in the loins of Abraham, there's a worldwide destiny. And that's why the barrenness was such a major issue in his life. And we've got to now start thinking generationally beyond me just having a fleshy car, fleshy house, you know, going to destinies around the world and, you know, having fun. We've got to understand that we've got to leave a generational legacy. And that has a lot to do with wealth and finances, because without that, the message of covenant that God has given unto us will be cut short.
Yeah.
And will not make it into the next generation. Today we still talk about Abraham because that barrenness was broken.
Yeah.
So thing is very essential. We've got to go back to our covenant with the Lord and really delve into this area and say, Lord, you know, in the garden there was abundance.
Yeah.
And we've got to pursue that stream of abundance.
Wow, that's Really powerful stuff, pastors. I love it, and I believe people are loving it. I'm checking the Facebook messages. I want them just to send their messages through and like what you're listening to this afternoon. We want to know, how is it impacting your relationship? There's lots more coming. We've got another couple of minutes coming afterwards, about 8 or so minutes. But we're going to break for a song by Cade Thompson, Arms of Jesus. Family, we are having a really powerful session this afternoon in Couples of Destiny. We have some beautiful people on the call with us on our Zoom call here, and they're really just blessing us. I'm really enjoying this covenant and contract and the finances and the agenda. It's got to be on the agenda, all of these things. And I hope our listeners are really listening this afternoon and taking in and absorbing what this this couple has, so much wisdom. And so maybe if I can just, you know, ask a question this afternoon to the pastors, you know, in, and I mean, just feel free, you know, if you want to pull in what you were sharing earlier on. But really, the question I would ask is, what are the best ways to deal with stress and anxieties and fears in a relationship? What do you think are the best ways to deal with that?
You know, on that, we have to, first of all, especially when it's come to do with anxiety, we've got to understand that anxiety is like a fire alarm. You know, when there's fire in the house and you've got that trigger alarm that goes off, and anxiety basically says, I don't have enough, or it's either I'm overdoing myself, or I don't have enough to deal with the situation, or I don't know enough. I think one of the, you know, things that society is making us do nowadays is to try to become the superman of the hour and the superwoman of the hour. You know, we want to be excellent at work, you know, and in both husband and wife are working, are in the marketplace. So we want to be excellent in business, excellent in cooking, excellent in being a wife, excellent in being a mother, be there in taking the children to school, be there in the sports, you know, and in a church, you know.
We just lost them there. They'll join us shortly again on the Zoom session. We are talking to Pastor Chris and his wife from Johannesburg, and they just sharing with us from their own hearts on really what stress and anxiety is in the relationship. And for those that are on the call this afternoon, those that are on the line this afternoon on our Facebook, please just we want to hear from you, and we want to know how this is impacting you. At the end of the day, we spoke about finances and so many things, and really, God is busy blessing people through this discussion this afternoon, Pastor Chris.
Yes, apologies for the disconnection there, but we have to understand that, you know, we cannot do everything, and that's why partnership is important.
Yeah,
and you know, when the alarm bells go off, when anxiety is there, when stress is there, all it's saying to me is that something is wrong. You've got to go back to the drawing board. Understand what is happening here. You've got to look at things from a different perspective, not to be caught up and be locked in trying to deal with the situation when you don't have the full understanding and an analysis done on what's happening right now. And that's why it's wonderful, you know, it's powerful to have, you know, devotions with the Lord, quiet times, because, you know, you're able to reflect on certain things that you are. That's what's happening around you, and understand that we've got limitations in our, you know, I can't be everywhere. I can't do everything. Sorry, right? You know, and I can't be everything, you know, so I've got to understand my limitation, prioritize, you know, the things that I can do and that I can't do, you know. One of the things that liberated me, you know, in business, in ministry, was just to say, you know, no, that is not my problem.
That's true.
I'm not going to deal with that because it's not on my plate.
That's
you
true.
Know? So if somebody needs to deal with it, you know, in the organization or a church or wherever, they need to take their own responsibility, and I've got to deal with my responsibility, you know. So learning how to say no is also one of the key you know, in dealing with
And also as partners as well, we should also be comfortable in talking about things that makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Transparency is also very key, and communication also it actually plays a very important part in actually managing stress, you know, anxiety, you know, between the two people. And also, let me just get back to saying again, everything with us, our response must always begin in the spirit.
Right.
Because anxiety as well, it's not just an emotional feeling. It's actually also very locked into some deep spiritual connection, if I can put it that way. And that deep spiritual connection is fear, okay? So you are fearing because of, you feel powerless. You are fearing because you feel like you don't have an answer. But then Jesus, or the word says to us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, okay? Anxiety is just a fruit, but the root actually rooted in fear. Yeah.
Right, right.
So the key thing is first to address the element, the issue of fear first, and not necessarily dismissing what the real problem is, but is to deal first with the fear that actually projects that anxiety on you, so that you can actually become sober, okay, and mindful. Fullness, so that you can be able to approach your situation in a more calmer, sober, and focused, directed approach.
That's powerful. You know what? I mean, these are all real truths at the end of the day. I really love what you're saying, you know, learning to say no. That quiet time and that devotions at the end of the day.
Yes.
I think, you know, if you don't put these things in practice, if they're not your foundation at the end of the day, it's cracked.
It becomes difficult.
It's weak. So the relationship won't stand, and you permit stress to come in. Like you said, I love what you said, that anxiety and stress are really just fruit from that fear at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just fruits. And God wants us to produce what? Good fruit at the end of the day. So, so you know, where's that stemming from? You know, where's it stemming from? We've allowed that negative seed. We've allowed that seed of fear. We've allowed those things to enter our lives. So you're going to reap. You're going to reap from that at the end of the day.
Yes.
The fruit's going to be the bad fruit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
go ahead.
Maybe in just, you know, closing. The word stress is pressure.
Yeah.
And whenever pressure is applied, shape changes, form changes.
Yes.
Look at the porter's house. You know, the porter, he takes and he molds it. He molds it by what? By applying pressure. So what we've got to understand is that stress and anxiety is being used by Satan to shape us.
Yeah.
And into what? We've got to be concerned. And that's why we've got to deal with stress and pressure, because it's trying to make us people that whom God has not created us to be.
That's right.
So true. So true, Pastor Chris and Paul. It's been incredible. I mean, we've touched on just a few things. I mean, there's lots more we can go, and we're going to have you back again. But we're going to go over to a song break very quickly. And then what I want is, I want you to pray for people out there, those that are listening. There are couples that are struggling. They're not communicating. We haven't even touched on the communication aspect, you know. They're not communicating. They're upset with each other for, you know, all of these factors. But when we come back, we really want you just to pray for those individuals out there and couples out there that really need God to touch their relationship. But we're going to go over to Song Break right now by CeCe Winans. That's My King. We've been talking to Pastor Chris and his wife and Paul Machaka, all the way from Johannesburg. And they've been blessing us this afternoon with really great nuggets. We got some feedback this afternoon on Facebook. My wife also left a note for you guys. There was Deslin that says, anxiety clouds vision. That's what she said on Facebook. She said, Pastor Terry says, we want to leave a stream of abundance. That's what we want to leave. You know, this when you spoke about inheritance at the end of the day, and Lavika really also said this, really great nuggets. Pastors, you know, as I mentioned earlier on, people are struggling out there. I want you really just to, in closing this afternoon, just we've got a few minutes, just to wrap up and say a prayer for those out there that really need an intervention, really need intervention in the relationships. So I'm handing it over to you right now. Just share.
Yeah. The Bible says, you know, you've got to trust in the Lord. Mark puts it this way. He says, have faith in God. You are not enough without God, but with God, you are more than enough. So we're going to pray right now. Trust God for his breakthrough in your life. He can. He is able. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to trust with couples that are listening this afternoon, trusting you, Mudimaka, for their Father, we are on the show Couples of Destiny. Father, we want to pray for destinies that are represented all across the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we command you, Satan, to let go of those destinies. Father, we are asking for empowerment. We are asking, Mojimaka, that you will bring peace, that you will bring unity, that you will bring a partnership, Mojimaka, in this couples in this relationships. We're asking you, Father, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you will cause couples to connect, to understand one another, and Father, most of all, to connect with the destiny that you have for their lives. Lord, there is power that you have put in this couple's lives. And we pray that, Father, through your wisdom and through your understanding, that they will unlock that which you have placed of them and use it, Mudimaka, for the furtherance of the vision that you've placed upon their lives.
Yes. We pray, Father, for peace.
We pray for peace in relationships in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it from myself and my wife and the radio station. You guys are such a blessing to us and to the rest of the world. I believe the message has to go out. That's what's on Facebook as well. Get it out there very quickly so you'll just watch. There are many people that are going to be watching it. So I believe it'll tick over into the thousands. Yes. But we'd love to have you back again to bless us on maybe a different topic. But we let the listeners know. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for availing your precious time. And we'll connect. And to the listeners this afternoon, we thank you for checking in and really absorbing this afternoon. And please share, you know, what you've learned this afternoon. Just share with someone else, a struggling relationship out there, couple. Please just impart into their lives. This was really good stuff this afternoon. So we'll be back, my wife and I, next week, Wednesday at 12 o'clock, Couples of Destiny. We're going to close out with a song. We're saying goodbye to our pastors. Bless you. We love you. We're closing out with a song. Josh Groban, Thankful.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.